A multi-wavelength study of the SGRB region, contiguous cloud-cloud collisions triggering widespread star formation events, by Ray Enochia et al. The SGRB region, including SGRB1 and SGRB2, is one of the most active star-forming regions in the galaxy. Hasegawa et al. 1994, originally proposed that SGRB2 was formed by a cloud-cloud collision, CCC, between two clouds with velocities of approximately 45 km S1 and approximately 75 km S1. However, some recent observational studies conflict with this scenario. We have re-analyzed this region, by using recent, fully sampled, dense gas data and by employing a recently developed CCC identification methodology, with which we have successfully identified more than 50 CCCs and compared them at various wavelengths. We found two velocity components that are widely spread across this region and that show clear signatures of a CCC, each with a mass of approximately 10 to the power of 6 Mson. Based on these observational results, we suggest an alternative scenario, in which contiguous collisions between two velocity features with a relative velocity of approximately 20 km S1 created both SGRB1 and SGRB2. The physical parameters, such as the column density and the relative velocity of the colliding clouds, satisfy a relation that has been found to apply to the most massive galactic CCCs, meaning that the triggering of high-mass star formation in the galaxy and starbursts in external galaxies can be understood as being due to the same physical CCC process. This was a multi-wavelength study of the SGRB region, contiguous cloud-cloud collisions triggering widespread star formation events, by Ray Enochia et al.